This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On 95.7 The Game.
Warriors T-Wolves, game two tonight. Yeah, 5:30, you can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll get you ready with Warriors Live at 4:30, and then the Warriors Live post-game show after the final buzzer. Warriors look to take a 2-0 lead. Are you ready? How about
this? By the
way,
it's down here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Called Warriors Wrap-Up.
Okay.
I'll have it tonight.
Thank you, E.
E-Dog!
Appreciate it, E. How about this? I'm being accused of being Pollyanna-ish. Pollyanna-ish. That means optimistic, or
you don't have to tell me what it means.
I'm not even really sure. I think it means you're high on something, or you talk about something like everything's perfect. My guy Harry is calling me out.
I love it.
He's saying the series is over.
So the hell with Harry.
Saying the season, you know,
that's how mad he was. Oh, it's over for Minnesota's gonna win.
Yes.
Oh, whoa, Harry.
He's like, look, all right, here's what he's been saying. He's like, you guys on 95.7 The Game.
Hey.
He said, you guys have all lost your minds thinking the Warriors still have a chance in this series without Curry.
But Harry's the one that was offended like we all were by Minnesota's performance in game one.
Well, that's what he said.
I don't think that's gone away. Like, I got to see it.
The only reason they won the last game was because we saw an event that has never happened before. Minnesota played the worst game of any NBA team in NBA history. He says, he's like, Matt, you need to be realistic. Where are the Warriors going to get enough scoring to win the game?
I got an answer.
Pods can't make a basket for the life of him. Moody's been doing nothing for a while now and has lost his starting job. Peyton is worth 8 points. Green had one good game. Don't expect a bunch of threes again from him. JK is showing nothing. He can't last 2 minutes on the floor. So tell me, Matt, where? Tell me, because I'd like to know. The only reason they won is because they were so terrible, meaning the Timberwolves.
I got it right here. They're going to score 107 points, Harry.
All right.
And here it goes real quick. Pods will have 11. Jimmy 27, Dre 10, Buddy 21, JK 11, Loon 4, GP 2 13, Moody 6, and White, what's the nickname?
White Smoke.
White Smoke 4.
What would you have Pods for?
11.
Give it to me again.
Pods 11,
right.
Jimmy 27.
Okay.
Oh, you guys waiting for me to be wrong?
No, I'm just, digit. No.
Draymond 10.
Okay.
Buddy 21, JK okay. 11, Harry.
Okay.
Looney 4.
Okay.
Peyton II 13, Moody 6, Spencer 4.
That's 107.
Yeah. 107.99.
Take that, Harry.
For data.
He also says, and Butler will get the Curry treatment.
Yep. But that.
Now, this to me is, okay, you tell me if this is relevant or not, Warrior fans. Butler's played 3 games with the Warriors without Steph Curry this year. Remember, Curry had the tailbone thing.
Oh, okay, good call.
3 games Jimmy Butler's played without Steph. They beat the Bucks at home 104-93.
I was there.
They lost to the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta 124-115.
Awful.
And they lost to the Miami Heat, 112-86.
Oh, man.
And that was Butler's return to Miami. Just
yeah, no, I get it,
just
man.
Just put it into the hopper. That's all. Put it into the hopper.
So do you come out if you're Minnesota and double Jimmy?
No, or I don't.
You just
do whatever you're going to do.
I want the ball out of his hands. The last thing I want him to do is be Magic Johnson and doing everything under the sun in the paint. Like, they're going to play through him, right, Stoney? So I'm like, I got to take him out. And if Buddy can do what he's been doing, you know, second half in game seven, that's how we lose. But it can't be Butler hoisting up any, getting anything he wants.
We had a philosophy at Franklin and Marshall College.
The dips.
I'm just kidding. I mean, there's always two ways to look at that. Can the Warriors really win this game only on the back of Jimmy Butler? And I know it's not like Butler's going to score 107, but, I mean,
he's done some hellified stuff in his career, though.
To me, the best recipe for the Warriors is, you know, more people involved, not less.
Because, strength the numbers.
Yeah, because the other thing is, let's say Butler goes out and gets 40 tonight, but they lose. You know, it's at that point, where do you go? I mean, you got to have everybody.
But that's when you feel the brunt of not having one of your best players.
That's why you need
What's more everybody. Likely to happen, Stoney? Jimmy Butler get 40 or other guys have outer body experience and do their, you know, get their buddy healed on? If you're thinking three or four dudes are likely to do that, I think the advantage is Minnesota. So you got to go with what you know. And Jimmy's been here where he knows it's just him. And that comment is not getting a lot of runs, Stoney. I know he was just, I'm going to practice my one-on-one game because I know next game without Steph, they're going to need me to score. That don't mean you're getting 40, but he's going to be more assertive.
We'll see. Jimmy says a lot of things. But you know what? I mean, this is where if you want to give the ball to Jimmy Butler and let him play one-on-one, I mean, good luck for four quarters. They've got to get out.
But what if I told you Ant gets 40 for Minnesota? Wouldn't you sign up for that? Or would you say, well, what are the others?
It's a good question.
I think I was that. That means everything.
It's a good question.
You know, he's on. And
well, it doesn't mean he's on. He's not on if he goes 12 for 27. Yeah. Like that's. I'm not saying if he gets 40, that's bad news. But I think the way to do this or the way to try to do it is, and maybe he will. I mean, I think he's going to come out and try to get people involved. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. Jimmy's a different cat, as they say. Mm-hmm. Let's go to, is that Big Smooth?
He's actually a Robin.
That's pretty good.
How about Marcus? I think he's Big Smooth, though. Big Smooth, what's up?
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Oh, wow. I don't know how you got that intel, but listen.
Why?
Uh-oh.
What's going on, man?
What?
What's going
we
on?
We know who Batman is. Yeah.
No. Listen. I'm making you nervous.
I won't say your last name. I won't say your last name, even though I know it, Marcus.
We found out who Batman is.
Oh, no. Do I need to sign some? Do I need a privacy disclosure? Or what's going on, man?
We can keep a secret.
Right there.
We can keep a secret.
Maybe Coach Craig Ashmore might have told Goose some intel. I don't know. But anyway.
That's pretty
Listen,
good.
This has to be a defensive game, which is okay. If this game is close, I personally don't believe we're going to stand a chance because we don't have a closer. But if we can muck it up, if we can muddy the waters, everybody, listen, you can have a terrible game but play a good defensive game. That's okay.
Yeah.
We can work with that. If Moody is off, just play listen, one thing I like that I'm hearing is the players are saying, we gotta do this for Steph. He's done so much for us. Well, here's the opportunity. The opportunity is hold it down. Just win one more because then you can get back again. If we can just win one more, whether here or at home, we just need one more to allow Steph enough time to recover. And even when he recovers, we're not gang, we don't know if he's going to be 100%. Because hamstrings are tricky, as we all know.
Yeah.
But if we could just play a good defensive game, man, this I heard you ask earlier, Steiny, what does it look like for the other team? I think you said, what does it look like for them to be tight or whatever this is?
Right, yeah, exactly.
And I'll say this, what it looks like Boston, when it came down to deja vu, they got in their own heads. Minnesota's already not shooting well. Whatever that crazy stat was,
right.
Ant was even surprised. If they get to missing a few of those because of defense, because somebody's in their face, and we're not playing Ole defense, then we can muck this up, and they're already in their heads because they've already – what if they start off 2-for-20? You think that everything's going to get tight, everything. Like my good friend Goose said, lemon booty. This is what we're looking for. If we get to that stage, we can win this. Anyway, you guys have a great day.
Hey, real quick, I got to say something to you. I got to say, you're not calling Jimmy a closer? 40-point games in the playoffs.
Listen, think about what Steph does. It gets a little close, and then he daggers.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. But you could close in different ways. You could close in different ways.
But not like that. Good. What I'm talking about is
demoralized.
We're down six. All right. And you just and Steph hits four and you're dead. Now he's ready to hit the night. Now Jimmy can get two or Jimmy can get five and go to the line, but that's a different way. You're right. You can close it a different way.
What
are you doing? But that's a different way. Jimmy can if it's close, man, I think they're gonna I don't think we can win a close game. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
But if we muck it up and we get that score down, we're gonna win this. And all we need is one. All we need is one more. Anyway, you guys have a great
you too.
Thanks, Big Smooth.
Well, Big Smooth.
He used to be Big Smooth.
My man.
We found out who Batman is. Oh, man.
Big Smooth, there's something in 2025 called caller ID.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Pollyannish means you have unwavering optimism.
Well, that's my nickname.
No, it wasn't. You got kicked out of a text chat because of your negativity.
No, that was because of the Curry injury. I think I was crying inside. And let's just focus.
Grow up.
No, I'm being
sports.
Real.
Sports.
No. Let's talk about a guy that's not just what he does on the court. It's off the court. Him and Aisha. All the things that they do with Fabby Davis for the community. Dude's 37 years old.
Too.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you going to continue? Well, just finish now then.
I'm just saying. If those tears were, you know. Yeah, we're probably going to get back here.
What does Aisha have to do with anything?
They give to charity.
That just was illegal.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
We get the new Pope, and I tried to preach, and y'all cut me off. All right, but I was just saying... That's why the tears flowed. Not that he won't be back, but this is an opportunity that he knew. I want that five. I dream and think about it. And we had it, and we still might, but now I'm out three games minimum. Like, man, just think about it. That's why I got threw out the group chat.
But he's still, just because he's hurt doesn't mean he's not going to give it to the charity.
Oh, well. No,
I mean,
I get you that.
I don't understand.
That's running out, but you know what I mean.
I'm honestly surprised. I don't think you've brought it up yet. After game six, when Curry went over to his son didn't want to talk to him.
I didn't want to touch it. Evan, what were your thoughts? Cannon was not happy.
Maybe that's why Curry was crying. He knew he let his son down.
Daddy, did you see that? He wanted no
part
of
it. Did I see it? I've lived it with my
dad. Is
one of my daughters.
He was
only
thinking
one?
Like, you better bring your little self over here. Oh, man. But anyway, Stoddy, that's why I got throughout the chat. I'm back tonight, though. Hey, is Jimmy not a closer? Come on, Big Smooth.
Well, we'll see. He has been in the past.
Oh, that's all. Yeah. Right.
We'll see what he does in the Big Bad West, though.
Even Mariano blew a couple saves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gets the Diamondbacks in the World Series.
He doesn't have fish like he had in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
Pollyannish, that's
you
me. Nah. You got one to play with.
No, you don't.
Well, you're up one, though.
You got four.
You know what I mean. Evan. Steiny, your boy.
Fire him in the middle of the series?
No, I would tell him you got a bunch of fake tough guys on this team.
Well, what if?
What if just Ant-Man stinking?
What if they come out flat? the Warriors win, and it's obvious Finch has lost the team.
That's drastic, but come on. You don't believe that. What, well, you know?
I'll believe it if they come out in cement.
And it's like our world, we're so divided on every topic and thing.
Wow.
Finch is a folk hero on one end for for doing what he did.
What did he do?
Going after the top guy. Just basically, he didn't do anything wrong to me, saying it starts with Ant. And then other people saying, oh, well, you better be careful. Hey, you piss off the store, you could get fired. I hate that that's where we're at. Your boy was coaching. He said what needed to be said about that game. They got to be good, man. If Ant does something after this, you know, oh, he came out, what are you talking about? Then I'm done. I don't think he's that dude, though. I think he appreciated the honesty.
I mean, I don't claim to have any knowledge on that.
The audacity.
I mean, you know, Finch tells all the writers in Minnesota that Anthony lets him coach him.
There it is.
Maybe Anthony's does is like, I don't know what he's trying to talk about. I can't stand him. I don't. We'll see. Okay, Mike is in Oakland. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Mikey.
Hey, pretty good. First time caller. I got to say, it's a no-brainer to start Jimmy, Dre, and Buddy. But, you know, the last few games, Pods and Moody, you know, kind of evaporated.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take your question on the radio. I'll hang up the phone, listen to your answer. Who should the other two starters be? And now I'm going to hang up the phone.
Well, I told you mine. I'm
still starting Pods.
Well, yeah. No, he gave you. Oh, no, he did.
No, he said two.
Pods and Kuminga, Sonny. Just switch it up. This Kerr that we've seen, it's not out of the question. And let's just say it's a bad 4 minutes to start the game or 3 minutes, and Kuminga looks like he doesn't. Kerr, that's what he's been doing. Like, okay, timeout or stoppage, come out. Stoney's in.
I think it's going to be Moody. Pajemski and Moody.
Mm.
I'm not saying Kuminga won't. Not saying Kuminga won't play, but I mean Steve Kerr's on the record saying, you know, just like Tortorella with the guy on the power play, he just stinks. He stinks on the power play. I don't know why he stinks.
That was great.
And I don't know why. He's a good kid. He just stinks on the power play.
Evan, what would you do? Maybe, who would you start?
Maybe Kuminga, Butler, and Draymond. They just stink.
But
they stink together.
But yeah. But now there's no Steph, Stoney. You got to make it work. Who would you start?
I do wonder if they go back to, whenever they've leaned into defense, it's been prioritizing Draymond at the four. I do wonder if they start with Looney tonight.
Wow, I didn't even think of Loon Dog.
Because I actually don't think that offense is how they're looking at trying to win this game.
Wow,
it's going to be trying to keep them below 100. Like, if the Wolves score 110 or 115, I do think this game is over. So
Minnesota's favor.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think the Warriors have enough firepower.
I didn't even go big, Stoney.
I kind of forgot, too. I think Evan's right, though. I just totally forgot about Looney. The possibility that he'd start. I could see that. Let's go to Eric in San Francisco. What's up, Eric? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? First-time caller. I just wanted to put this in the air. What do you guys think about Pat Spencer? Because, you know, I was just recently been watching some videos and doing my research on this guy, and this guy is pretty amazing. Like, you know, he's a 6'3" white dude, but he could dunk and he can shoot. And that hook shot he made the last game, man, that was pretty impressive. And I don't know, I just think he plays with a chip in his shoulder, and with Steph being out, there might be a good time for him to shine and show what he got, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. And I was one of the first guys that, you know, it was a late December last year, and I came to the show, Evan, and I said, this guy's got handle. He's not scared.
You're not going to do this.
Here we go. Yeah. It was late December, somewhere around Christmas, but,
the
man. Dude, that is getting so I love it, man.
You ready for my
smoke?
Do you want the victory lap, Gil?
I do want it. Thank you, Evan.
You said the same thing about Trevor Beekman.
Who's that?
It's the guy that was on the team. You said the same thing about Braxton Three.
He hates when your boy gets a lap.
Reese Beekman?
Yeah. Thank you, Evan.
Steiny, let me tell you something. I think they got something with Patrick Baldwin Jr. This guy can play.
Yeah, he's
got to get more time.
He's still in the league.
They traded away a postseason starter, by the way. Ryan Rollins.
Oh.
All right. You ready for my...
Give it to me.
I got a hot take, kind of along these lines.
Now, is it hot for you, or is it an actual hot take?
I think is Evan going to social with this?
I think it's an actual hot take.
Perhaps.
You know what I think we could see tonight? No? I think we could see Pat Spencer taking a shot at Anthony Edwards, meaning defending him, trying to defend him.
Oh, no, man. I seen Potts try to guard Randall. That ain't even ludicrous though, Steiny. All right.
I just, like, your definition of a hot take is like
what?
Lukewarm that for the average human.
Is it?
He's going to have to guard him if he's on the floor.
Do you know how mad Anthony Edwards is going to be if he sees Pat Spencer matching up with him?
Well, he wasn't that mad last game. But, Steiny, that was equivalent to saying, hey, if you drive on the freeway, you could get in an accident. That's what that take was like. You really went out on a limb, buddy.
Read the top. Yeah. I'm not going to say it, but that's the way I feel right now.
Goo,
I'm mad
you're
at
pathetic
I'm mad at
with
you.
Your weak-ass victory you. Laps. 143 IQ, don't need recognition. You should just know you're right and not have to air it out. Then what fun is this job?
Come on. I agree.
Yeah, what fun
I
is
agree.
It? I got the 5-1-0.
Take
on.
It for what
I
it is.
I take my L's when they're due. Let me take a victory lap. And that's what life's
and
about.
And I'll never forget you looked at Pat Spencer.
But not that he couldn't play. He was like, what are you doing licking it in?
How long have we worked together?
It's going on 8 years.
You have advocated for the 12th to 14th man to play more for 8 years. You got
is my
one.
Thing.
Congratulations.
And that is my thing.
It's not like he's got a huge role on
the
team.
But the fans are gravitating to him,
that's because he's got a new nickname, White Smoke.
I gotta believe he would put that on the Honda CR. Was it CRX or CRV?
CRV.
It's a great nickname. By the
CRV.
Way, okay, so this is an opportunity for a hot take.
All right.
Who do you think plays more tonight? Pat Spencer or Brandon Pajemski?
See, Pods. And I'm saying that to Evan, but what if I tell you I feel like that gap is closing, Stoudy and Evan, if we get bad pods?
Well, there is a bad Spencer.
No. Have we seen it? Yeah, that's where I guess.
Oh, man. It's food for thought, everybody. Food for thought. And, of course, Edwards will be like, they put this guy in to try to bait me and get
me. Why wouldn't he
something.
Be mad when Pods is guarding him?
He is.
Pods can dunk.
Well, he is. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, game two tonight versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. 5:30 tip off. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game. 4:30 Warriors Live. Then after the game, Warriors wrap up
with
Giddings and Grandy.
So just they'll be Giddings tonight.
They'll be just Giddings tonight. Next segment, I'll try to get it right altogether. But where do the Warriors come up with the extra points that they're likely going to need? They scored 99 against Houston in Game One. Does 99 get it done again? I don't know. So where do the Warriors get some scoring when Steph Curry doesn't play and he's not going to play for the next three games? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.